This is Toby Sumter with your Cross Politic Daily News Brief for Friday, October 30th, 2020, and almost happy Reformation Day to you. Today you'll hear about Twitter algorithms censoring people for doing their jobs, an Islamic attack in a church in France, a Catholic student wins a freedom of speech court battle with Florida State University, and finally an overview of studies and graphs from an article at The Federalist demonstrating once more that masks don't work. Remember, if you come across a news story you think we might need to cover, please send it to news@crosspolitic.com. This is a great way to share articles and stories with us that may end up in our daily or weekly shows, news@crosspolitic.com. And thank you so much to all of you who send us stories regularly. First up, U.S. Customs and Border Protection Commissioner censored for celebrating his job. Twitter suspended U.S. Customs and Border Protection CBP Commissioner Mark Morgan for a post celebrating the success of the U.S. southern border wall, keeping violent criminals from reaching American communities. This is from The Federalist. According to screenshots shared exclusively with The Federalist, Twitter locked Morgan's account Wednesday afternoon for apparently violating platform rules governing, quote, hateful conduct, after the commissioner attempted to tweet about the wall's benefits. Morgan tweeted, "Continue to build new wall every day. Every mile helps to stop gang members, murderers, sexual predators, and drugs from entering our country. It's a fact. Walls work." Along with a 16-second video showing the construction of the wall. Twitter responded, suspending Morgan's account with this memo: "You may not promote violence against, threaten, or harass other people on the basis of race, ethnicity, national origin, sexual orientation, gender, gender identity, religious affiliation, age, disability, or serious disease," unquote. Twitter wrote in an email explaining the suspension. As is clear from the banned post's text, the commissioner did not threaten anyone based on race, national origin, or anything else. Maybe it was the video. Maybe it was the crane lifting a piece of wall into place. That's kind of threatening. Upon review, Twitter reversed the decision, but it's still pretty crazy when your algorithm is confused by somebody doing their job. There's been a beheading and two other murders in a church in France, in Nice, which is spelled like nice, but it wasn't nice. A knife-wielding attacker shouting "Allahu Akbar" beheaded a woman and killed two other people in a suspected terrorist attack. It was an attack. Anyways, at a church in the French city of Nice on Thursday, while a man waving a gun was shot dead by police in a completely separate incident. Within hours of the Nice attack, police killed a man who had threatened passersby with a handgun in Montfavet near the southern French city of Avignon. He was also shouting "Allahu Akbar," which means "God is great," according to a radio station, Europe One. This is from Reuters. Thursday's attacks on the birthday of the Prophet Muhammad came at a time of growing Muslim anger at France's defense of the right to publish the cartoons of Muhammad, and protesters have denounced France in street rallies in several Muslim-majority countries. After the Nice attack, Prime Minister Jean Castex raised France's security alert to its highest level and said the government's response would be firm and implacable. I like that word. The attacker had repeatedly shouted the phrase "Allahu Akbar" even while being detained by the police. One of the people killed inside the church was believed to be the church warden. The mayor of Nice, Christian Estrosi, said, adding that one woman had escaped from inside the church into a bar opposite the 19th century neo-Gothic building. The suspected knife attacker was shot by police while being detained. He is on his way to the hospital and is alive and expected to recover. "Enough is enough," Estrosi said. "It's time now for France to exonerate itself from the laws of peace in order to definitively wipe out Islamofascism from our territory." From the laws of peace. Interesting. Reuters journalist at the scene said, police armed with automatic weapons had put up a security cordon around the church, which is on Nice's Jean Medicine Avenue, the French Riviera city's main shopping thoroughfare. Ambulances and fire service vehicles were also at the scene. In Paris, lawmakers in the National Assembly observed a minute's silence in solidarity with the victims. That's gracious of you, but you need to pray to God in order for this kind of violence to stop. The mayor of Paris, Anne Hidalgo, said the people of Nice can count on the support of the city of Paris and of Parisians. Police said three people were confirmed to have died in the attack. Several were injured. A police source said a woman was decapitated. French far-right politician Marine Le Pen also spoke of a decapitation having occurred in the attack. A representative of the French Council of the Muslim Faith strongly condemned the attack. As a sign of mourning and solidarity with the victims and their loved ones, I call on all Muslims in France to cancel all the celebrations of the holiday of Maalid, the birthday of Muhammad. France, with Europe's largest Muslim community, has suffered a string of Islamist militant attacks in recent years, including bombings and shootings in 2015 in Paris that killed 130 people, and a 2016 attack in Nice in which a militant drove a truck through a seafront crowd celebrating Bastille Day, killing 86. Next up, Catholic student at Florida State University wins a freedom of speech case. Jack Denton wrote in a private text message, quote, "Everyone should be aware that BlackLivesMatter.com, Reclaim the Block, and the ACLU all advocate for things that are explicitly anti-Catholic. I don't mean to anger anyone. I know this is a very emotional topic. However, it is important to know what you're supporting when you're Catholic. If I stay silent while my brothers and sisters may be supporting an organization that promotes grave evils, I have sinned through my silence. I love you all, and I want us to be aware of the truth. As far as it's a religious issue or not, there isn't an aspect of our lives that isn't religious because God wants our whole lives and everything we do to be oriented around Him!" Exclamation point. Heart emoji. Now, first of all, that Catholic sounds Kuyperian. There isn't an aspect of our lives that isn't religious because God wants our whole lives and everything we do to be oriented around Him. That's fantastic. I think the only thing I disagree with in that whole text message is the heart emoji. I don't believe in that sort of thing. But so he writes this private text message, and somebody in the text stream decides to share it publicly, sends screenshots of this message. It goes viral. This is last spring. Among students at Florida State University, such that a student Senate hearing was held. Listen to him describe it.
"We spent 7 hours listening to about 100 students calling on my removal as a student Senate president. Every organization on campus just about published a message condemning me for expressing my Catholic faith.
Jack Dent should have never been able to hold this position in the first place with his known beliefs. I am disgusted that other Catholics are attempting to stand behind him with his outdated and extreme cult mindset. Those who choose not to denounce Jack Denton tonight should expect the same action and scrutiny from the entire community moving forward.
Do not let this man cower behind his religious views.
Jack, I hope you are listening and you understand why your beliefs are so vile and wrong.
I think you should be removed for your evil words.
We have the freedom of speech, but you must learn your lesson.
As followers of Jesus Christ, Catholicism teaches love and respect for all of God's creation. Each and every one of you, no matter who you are, is loved beyond measure. When students walk onto campus, they don't forfeit their freedom of speech, their freedom of religion. If students can't express their faiths on campus or in private without fear of losing their jobs or reputation, then the freedom of speech and freedom of religion have no meaning.
Thankfully, Alliance for Defending Freedom, ADF, took up Jack Denton's case, and earlier this month, a court acknowledged that Jack's freedom of speech rights were violated and ordered Florida State University to pay him as president of the Student Senate while the lawsuit continued. And then, this week, the Student Supreme Court of Florida State University ruled that Jack should be reinstated to his position as Student Senate President. A reminder that all the talks from this year's Fight Laugh Feast conference, Weapons for This War, are up in the club member portal. If you're not already a club member, what are you waiting for? Go to fightlaughfeast.com, register today, become a member, get access to all the talks from Doug Wilson, George Grant, David Bonson, Jeff Durbin, Glenn Sunshine, and more. Also, if you want to rock your Fight Laugh Feast bona fides, visit rowdychristian.com. That's rowdychristian.com for shirts, hats, hoodies, post-mill coffee. I don't know. There's a bunch of stuff up there. Also, did you hear we started a new magazine? 4 issues a year for $40. Go to flfnetwork.com, click on products, and then Fight Laugh Feast magazine. Sign yourself up, sign your pastor up, your deacon, your neighbor, your Aunt Sally. Yinon Wess, or Weiss, does us all a favor in an article at The Federalist, 12 graphs showing how mask mandates don't stop COVID. Do yourself a favor, find the notes for this show, click on them, and then follow all ye links. He writes, the Center for Evidence-Based Medicine at Oxford University summarized 6 international studies which, quote, showed that masks alone have no significant effect in interrupting the spread of ILI or influenza in the general population nor in healthcare workers. 6 studies show no significant effect from masks. Oxford went on to say that, quote, that despite two decades of pandemic preparedness, there is considerable uncertainty as to the value of wearing masks. They've been studying this for 2 decades, people. They prophetically warned that this has, quote, left the field wide open for the play of opinions, radical views, and political influence. Oh, wow. Oxford, you called it. And you didn't help. Anyways, a study of healthcare workers in more than 1,600 hospitals showed that cloth masks only filtered out 3% of particles. Only 3%. An article in the New England Journal of Medicine stated, quote, wearing a mask outside healthcare facilities offers little, if any, protection from infection, and that, quote, the desire for widespread masking is a reflexive reaction to anxiety over the pandemic. A reflexive reaction to anxiety. There are many other credible studies showing lack of mask efficacy, such as studies published in the National Center for Biotechnology Information, Cambridge University Press, Oxford Clinical Infectious Diseases, and Influenza Journal, just to name a few, and there are links. Studies do show masks can help in the case of direct respiratory droplets, which would matter if someone is coughing, breathing, or sneezing directly on your face. That happens normally in very tight and highly confined spaces. But the plentiful evidence we have indicates masks would not meaningfully help with aerosol transmission, where 2 people are just in the same area or even the same room. This is because the 2 people end up breathing the same air with or without a mask. As a number of visual demonstrations have done with vaping, which has particles that are larger than viral particles, freely escaping. Maybe you caught the video we did with Chocolate Knox earlier this year. Austria was one of the first governments to require masks, and it did so about 10 days after its cases began to go down. The level of downtrend did not change or improve after masks were required. After the nation's people wearing masks for an extended period of time, cases are currently 4 times where they were when Austria mandated masks, and cases continue to climb. In fact, the article goes on and has charts for all the major European nations that put mask mandates into effect. All of them have spikes in COVID cases after their mask mandates were put into place. Finally, there's a chart comparing those nations with the 3 Nordic nations that did not require masks, Sweden, Norway, and Denmark. Their rates of infection are lower in all 3 with no major spikes. Interestingly, there's another graph comparing Texas and Georgia over the last 6 months. Texas put a mask mandate in place around July 1st, whereas Georgia has had no mask mandate at all. The graph shows an almost identical graph of infections, with Georgia actually a little under the number in Texas. All of this is why Martin Kulldorff, professor at Harvard Medical School, specialist in infectious disease, tweeted recently, Twitter has censored 2 tweets by scientist and White House coronavirus task force member Swatless Hoover, that's Dr. Scott Atlas, after 300 years, the age of the Enlightenment is over. Yes, that's true, Professor Kulldorff, but it's also the case that the humanist strain running through the Enlightenment was always heading to this sad end. Science and reason only work if Jesus is Lord. Otherwise, you're trying to pin those things to the sky with nothing to pin them to. This is Toby Sumter with Cross Politic News. Remember to send us stories and articles that you think we should cover at newscrosspolitic.com. You can find this and all of our shows at crosspolitic.com or on our app, which you can download at your favorite app store. Just search Fight, Laugh, Feast. Support Rowdy Christian Media. Become a Fight, Laugh, Feast club member. And get your very own Fight, Laugh, Feast t-shirt, as well as access to all kinds of content in our club member portal, including, have you ever listened to our Worldview Shotgun series? I highly recommend it. Become a member, get access to it, listen to it, buy it, share it. Become a member at FightLaughFeast.com. Have a great day and a great weekend.